అస్సలాము అలైకుం వ రహ్మతుల్లాహి వ బరకాతుహ్. నహ్మదుహు వ నుసల్లీ అలా రసూలిహిల్ కరీమ్. అమ్మా బాద్, ఆజ్ కా సబక్ సున్ లీజియే.
లెట్ అస్ లిసన్ టు ద ఆజ్ కా సబక్ విచ్ ఇస్ డెలివర్డ్ డైలీ బై హజ్రత్ మౌలానా ముహమ్మద్ యూనుస్, ద సన్ ఆఫ్ హజ్రత్ మౌలానా ముహమ్మద్ ఉమర్ పాలన్పూరి రహ్మతుల్లాహి అలైహ్.
Lesson number 782. The reward of this lesson and this hadith we are going to make is amazing and very, very wonderful. Every day a person can get the reward of Hajj and the reward of Umrah. And this year also, directly from the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that person that makes wudu at home and thereafter he leaves for the Farz Salah to the masjid. Remember friends, in our situation, in our environment, many of us make wudu at the masjid. This is not correct. Wudu at the masjid is for those people that are traveling or those people that are in a necessity. We need to make a habit of inculcating a habit of making wudu at home and thereafter leaving for the masjid. Then the reward of such a person, it is as if though this person has donned the ihram and is on his way for Hajj. That is the reward such a person will get. And if a person takes up the difficulty and he waits till the time of chast salah, and then he reads his chast salah, for such a person, he will get the reward of though he is making an umrah. And from one salah to the other salah, not to make mention of anything that is of fudul. Fudul meaning anything which is unnecessary or anything which is of excess, then that is one of the great deeds a person will be able to do. This hadith is made mention of in Abu Dawud Sharif. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Imagine every day by only making wudu at home and going to the masjid for salah, we will be able to get the reward of an accepted Hajj and an accepted Umrah. What a great mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this is. We should try and make this a habit in our lives inshaAllah to do such a thing. And when we are doing this, keep this hadith in mind. Keep the reference in mind also. When we are doing such a thing, so at least we know the benefit and we know the reward of such a thing inshaAllah ta'ala. Now read with me. Subhanallah. لا إله إلا الله الحمد لله. Now this is making tawaf of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, who read this? If you want your name to be taken, then you also read it inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also give you that reward for reading it if you also read this here. And another thing try and do today inshallah, try and read Subhanallah 100 times. The reward of this will be that a person will get the reward as if though he is slaughtering 100 camels within the vicinity of the Haram in Mecca inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability. The reference of this has been given many a times, no need to repeat it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability of practicing. Ameen, ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.